but you must be a thorough whaleman to see these sights. And not only that, but if you wish to return to such a sight again, you must be sure and take the exact intersecting latitude and longitude of your first standpoint, else so chance-like are such observations of the hills that your precise previous standpoint would require a laborious rediscovery, like the Saloma Islands, which still remain incognita, though once high-ruffed Medana trod them and old Figuera chronicled them. Nor, when expandingly lifted by your subject, can you fail to trace out great whales in the starry heavens, and boats in pursuit of them, as when, long filled with thoughts of war, the eastern nations saw armies locked in battle among the clouds. Thus at the north have I chased Leviathan round and round the pole, with the revolutions of the bright points that first defined him to me. And, beneath the effulgent Antarctic skies, I have boarded the Argo Navis, and joined the chase against the starry Cetus, far beyond the utmost stretch of Hydrus and the flying fish. With a frigate's anchors for my bridle bits, and fasces of harpoons for spurs, would I could mount that whale, and leap the topmost skies, to see whether the fabled heavens, with all their countless tents, really lie encamped beyond my mortal sight.